Hi, everyone. It's Tania, and welcome to the Moms for Christ podcast. A word that I have today is a word that I would call an oldie but goodie. It is a word that is probably one of the first words that I learned coming to United Faith Church, and it has been a word that I have held on to and has sustained not just me but my family. It's a word that I think that my kids have learned since they were babies, and they have also learned to hold on to it. And it comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. And it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." This word is such a breath of fresh air in times when there's such uncertainty in the world. There is such uncertainty when this word came to the Israelites. They had been captured and taken from their land to Babylon, a completely different land with different gods. And it just seemed like the worst situation had happened for them. And they were so uncertain. Do they marry? Do they settle down? Do they pray for this land to prosper? Or do they pray that they would be set free? And in this word, God tells them to pray for the land, because when the land prospers, they prosper. There's just such hope in this word, because we know that God is faithful. And if he says something, he will do it. So even in the worst situation, God had a plan for the Israelites. And no matter what our situation or our circumstance may look like, God has a plan for each and every one of us as well. Our family likes to get together and just pray or talk about what God is doing and read our Bible. And it's so funny because Ryan, my youngest daughter, every other prayer is this verse. And I just think that it is such an awesome thing for her at such a young age, when she doesn't know maybe what to pray or what to say. She knows that she can hold on to this word. She knows that she can trust this word. She knows that she can trust God because he's faithful. And no matter what situation or what circumstance we are faced with, we know that God has a plan for our lives. And it's a plan to prosper us. It's a plan of hope in a world where it seems as though there is no hope. There is hope in Christ. In a world where it seems as though our future is uncertain, there is a future in Christ. And so would you just join me in praying for the children this day, that they would learn to hold on to this word, that they would learn to trust this word, that they would learn that this word is a word of life. A word of life that comes from the Lord, given to his people to show his love for them and to show his faithfulness for them and for them to hold on to. And so, Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you for your word of hope, Lord. We thank you for your word of a future and prosperity in you. We thank you, Lord God, that we can hold on to you, that we can trust you, that we can know that no matter what any situation or what any circumstance looks like, Lord, we can trust you, that there is hope in you, that there is prosperity in you, that you are our future, Lord. Lord, we just pray that the children would come to understand that you are a God who is faithful, that you are a God who loves them and desires for their lives to be in you, knowing you, serving you, trusting you, and that their lives are found in you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you so much for your word. We thank you so much for your kindness and your goodness, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord God, that no matter what anything looks like, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation, we can grab onto you, we can hold on to you, and we can trust you, because we know that you are faithful. And so, Lord, we bless you, and we praise you, and we honor you this day. And Lord, we just say that we will hold on to you because you are faithful, and your word says it, and you will do it. God bless, and have a wonderful week. I will speak to you soon.